I've got Glenn Kennedy on. Now, Vinny, real quick, give out your website. I drug you in here. We were just I just mentioned I saw you on Skype. I saw your note you sent back. But give out your radio show and where your website is real quick.
My website is thevinnyeastwoodshow.com. That's Vinny with a Y because it's the most important question. And Eastwood, like, go ahead, make my news. Now, I'm just going to mute out for about a minute here while I get my studio set up, and I'll just hear what you guys have
just,
got to say.
Vinny,
what
just you stay where you're at if you can. Or I'll just throw you in here for 5 minutes maybe. And because we're pushing on a timeline, I want to use this on my program tonight as well. But here's what the deal is. It happens to be that a TV mainstream nightly news type deal, local Cincinnati television news broadcaster, picked up the fact that Pete Santilli was busted with a loaded gun in his car at his cheap little apartment in Cincinnati, Ohio, and that charges were dropped and the police chief wouldn't answer why, and he's out in the middle of the standoff. And they're basically asking, who is this guy that he can get his gun charges dropped instead of facing 5 to 10 years? Okay?
Now he is a FBI informant. That's why.
That's what I want you to explain. Now, you and Susan, before I found out that Gordon Duff was a troll, you and Susan, I wrote an article about she had a document, a fax document, about him communicating with the FBI. You remember that?
How could I forget?
Okay, that's that. Tell us about it real quick, about what you guys have on that.
You'll have to just give me about 30 seconds here. I've almost got my headphones and microphone set up, so I'll just do that in the meantime while I'm talking. So, let me see if I can actually locate this this fax, because I can read it out to you, but it all comes down to the context. So, if anybody knows anything about counterintelligence, or the shorthand, which is called COINTELPRO, you need to understand what their methodologies are. Okay, so they want to infiltrate, they want to become the leaders of the movements, and they want to derail those movements as soon as they've become their leaders. All right, now, this is one example. We haven't been able to collect, I believe, sufficient evidence to really, really nail Pete Santilli to the post as yet. I think that what happened was the trucker's ride for the Constitution. Now, you'll have to excuse me. I've only had half of my first coffee of the day, and I have not even finished my breakfast. So if my words or mind is a bit jumbled, you'll just have to deal with that for a second. So, has anybody heard of the Truckers' Ride for the Constitution? No?
We mentioned that. We did bring that up. But go ahead. I want you to give details, because you really looked into that. We were talking about him stealing the money, Santilli.
I consider myself and Suzanne Posel to be the authorities, the leading authorities on the scumbaggery of Pete Santilli. So, and the reason why we've exposed him is because we feel that he's dangerous, right? He's not only really hurt us personally and financially and emotionally and also stolen intellectual property from us, but he also now is gaining a really large audience of people who don't think, right? It's not like they can't think.
He's a scumbag, and he's on Jeff Renz, who's a stooge. He's on his network, isn't he still?
I don't have that information.
He was for a while.
I can't speak personally to the history of Jeff Rantz. What I can say is that I did personally send him a message with the exact details of who Pete Santilli is, sent him the fax cover sheet that Santilli sent to the FBI, and gave him a brief background of what Santilli had done to me with the Guerrilla Media Network and had done to Zeta Andrews, who was the previous organizer for the Truckers' Ride for the Constitution. I received no replies. I did a little bit of digging, and it turns out you actually have to pay
to be on the Rents Radio network. The only host that they have on that network that does not pay is my good friend Charlie McGrath from Wide Awake News. And it's because he's so good that Rents just gives him the platform, whereas allegedly Pete Santilli is paying a decent amount of money to be carried by the network, and everybody's got bills to pay, so if a psychopath is paying your bills, just let him keep paying the bills, maybe. That was the mentality. I don't know. But anyway, Truckers Ride for the Constitution. Back a few years ago, Zita Andrews, who was a prolific trucker living in Texas, decided that she would create a great protest movement to shut down Washington, D.C., and it gained a lot of support around the country. Tens of thousands of dollars got donated in to pay for truckers' gas, and there were many, many volunteers coming in. Now, the whole concept of this was...
about 200,000 raised or something like that? Word got around there was a couple hundred grand. Was it that much?
I've heard estimates as high as 150,000. The minimum estimate that I've heard of the money that was raised was $50,000, and that was simply to pay gas for trucks to get across the United States for those truckers who wanted to participate but could not afford in their schedules to actually pay for the gas to go all the way across the country to get to Washington to shut it down. They wanted 1 million trucks in Washington. They had 200,000 likes on Facebook, and they had anywhere between $50,000 and $150,000 donated in order to pay for that. Now, then Pete Santilli became their media spokesperson. Soon thereafter, all the Truckers Ride for the Constitution money went missing. And then Pete Santilli comes on saying it was Zita Andrews that stole it because she's addicted to crack and she's a crack dealer and so on and so forth. And then the Truckers Ride Constitution Facebook page, which had 200,000 likes, was changed its name to Guerrilla Media Network Facebook page with 200,000 likes, which is what Pete Santilli has as the name of his network. And guess who he stole the name off? Me! Because I started guerrillamedia.co.nz in 2008. Now... So that's it. He becomes their media spokesperson, then and we can't prove anything. All we know is that they gave Pete Santilli the codes to the PayPal account, and then all the money got stolen. They gave Pete Santilli the codes to the Facebook page, and then the Facebook page got stolen. You know, it's inexplicable. I can't explain the mechanics. And it's just horrible, man, like, because then he comes out and starts defaming Zita and all of this sort of stuff, and less than 1,000 trucks. There were supposed to be 1 million trucks to shut down the Capitol, and less than 1,000 trucks showed up, right? Yeah. That's weeks after he becomes their head of media relations. Now, this Oregon standoff, guess who's now appointed themselves the head of their media relations?
Yeah. Pete Santilli.
Okay, so... I'm starting to see a pattern here. He gets in some... Okay, this is his job working for the FBI. Now, when we and Suzanne Posel started exposing him over this, he threatened simultaneously a members of Anonymous. He said, "Hack me, hack me, go ahead, try, you cowards." And so they hacked him. And they leaked everything. They leaked everything. They leaked his social security numbers. They leaked his driver's licenses. They leaked his fax numbers, his e-fax, and everything. We had so much information that it could have just turned him into the worst victim of identity theft that has ever lived. However, because we're not sociopathic scumbag criminal fucks, we managed to just find this juicy, juicy nougat, all right? It's called a fax. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm 31 years old, and I ain't never heard of a fax, all right? for a long, long time, I have never seen anybody use a fax. So here it is. I'll just read it out to you. Fax cover sheet. 2, FBI field office. Company, FBI Sacramento. Fax number 916-977-2300. From Peter Santilli. Date 2013, October 28th at 2100 hours. And it's related to Operation Out Truck Compromised. Now, he can't spell out truck. It would have had 2 T's. And he can't spell compromised, which has an O in it. He spelled it with an I. No, now this is Santilli, okay? Now, I'm a very smart guy, and language is my thing, okay? So I'm pretty good when it comes to spelling and that sort of stuff, and complete sentences, and not looking like a retarded psychopath who got out of the Marines with the lowest rank possible. So spelling's important to me, but reading on. Cover message.
I heard he cleaned toilets and delivered toilet paper when he was in the Marine Corps.
He was a glorified gas attendant, as far as I know, and then he broke his leg and got discharged. All right, so that's his wonderful combat-ready thing. Everything's Pete Santilli tells you is a lie, all right? Just straight
he
up.
He is a lie.
Okay, complete another liar. And I don't know, Stu, if you have the ability to play audio clips on your show, but I did cover for just a minute or so exactly what Pete Santilli's life story is like and how everything he says is a lie. But
well, you got it. Play it if you want to. We'll record it right now.
I will send it to you, but let's finish off with this fax first. Okay. Cover message. Now, remember the truckers ride for the Constitution, me and Suzanne Posel exposing him, okay? And at the time, he was working with Susanna Cole, and she's still with him to this day. You assured me that this would not happen, and I would not be made out to be the scapegoat. That is exactly what is currently happening, as I am being attacked on all fronts. Now, where is my protection? You need to uphold your end. I am losing viewership instead of gaining, as was assured by Daphne Hearns. Now, Daphne Hearns, she is the former head of the Organized Crime Cybersecurity Task Force based in Chicago, who then migrated to the Sacramento field office to become a head of their cyber intelligence and security there. She was handpicked by the deputy director of the FBI for this position, and apparently she is the one who to recruit Pete Santilli himself. We're talking about the highest level of informant, okay? You said Susan would not be incriminated in this, and now she is, referring to Susanna Cole. Why won't you answer my calls? This is beyond pathetic at this point. You do this to everyone in trouble, and you leave them out to burn. I am not the one for this type of game. We are both on the verge of being outed and need your help now. I need to speak with someone ASAP before they really come after me and my family. They are issuing death threats, wrong, and posting personal information, wrong, and my addresses. Now, Anonymous did that, not us. Now, Anonymous did contact me. I don't know who contacted me, what their name is, where they live, or anything about them. They had all these really weird back channels and things like this, and they only contacted me after they hacked Pete Santilli's computer, just to show me and just to tell me and give me the link. This is the page where we posted all of his information. That's where this fax cover sheet came from. Now, they have been in and out of my systems, referring to Anonymous, and I don't know what they have at this point. They could have all the documents, and I can't even verify this. Yes, I was supposed to delete, but I need to protect myself, as is being shown now. I thought someone was going to verify what has been compromised. This has gone too far, and I need real assistance to get me out of this mess. They have anonymous organizations attacking me, and I am running out of people to blame. And I assure you, if I get found out, you get found out. I will use my show to broadcast my version of everything. That you approached me and forced me into this position, I swear to God, if someone doesn't get back to me now, I will not lose my show over this. Okay.
Signed, Pete Santilli.
Now, what I think is happening here is that when he threatened to shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina, he was, this is on record, and then he was paid a visit by the Secret Services. He achieved no recompense, no, he was never arrested, nothing.
What year was that, Benny?
Pardon?
What year was it? You've really investigated this guy. What year was that? Do you remember?
That was 2013, same year as
I think he was compromised before that over his mortgage business fraud, where he was telling people he could get them caught up on the mortgages and all that.
Oh,
I charges
He's been compromised in terms of he's a criminal and he's on the run for the law, and he has been for a large portion of his life. But however, I'm specifically referring to the exact point that I believe he was recruited by the FBI under threat of going to prison. Because he said on international radio, and it made it into the Huffington Post, that he wanted to shoot Hillary Clinton in the vagina. And then immediately afterwards, he starts becoming essentially acting like an FBI informant, getting himself into the Truckers' Right to the Constitution. It happened very, very soon after that. So what I believe happened, I don't have the evidence to prove this concrete, what I believe happened is he was threatened by the Secret Service, and then he was paid a visit by the FBI, who said to him, look, we're going to arrest you, you're wanted for this, that, and the other, and bent him over a barrel and said, we need somebody on the inside of the alternative talk radio circuit to set patriots up, make them fire first so that we can have a justification for a hot war against patriots in America. That's what I think.
It looks exactly what he's doing in Oregon right now, Benny. That's exactly what he's doing. It seems like he's stirring the pot.
Yeah, and that's what he's there to do. Now, I have endured incredible amounts of abuse. I have large quantities of screenshots of this guy and the things that he's the things that he said. It's just horrific. Now, I'm not 100% sure if I will be able to play this clip for you. I'll just see if it plays.
My question is, we know you're not a communist and all that, but what is his claim? I mean, is there any way you can invalidate his claim of you being a communist? Is he just playing a shill, or does he actually believe that for any reason? What do you think?
Basically, when it comes to Pete Santilli, imagine that you're dealing with the government or a Fortune 500 company. Everything they tell you is PR and or the direct opposite of the truth. Okay? So if he tells you he was a former Marine and he was around, you know, handling weapons of mass destruction and things like that, it means he was a glorified gas attendant who broke his leg halfway into it and achieved the lowest rank that you could possibly achieve for somebody in the Marine Corps and served the minimum term. Okay? If he says he stands up for his rights and he does right by people, what that means is he started a fight with a fire chief in a parking lot outside a bar and spent 3 days in the cells in Sacramento, California. If he tells you that he helped all the truckers for Coca-Cola who were lost all their wages and things like that due to a massive corporate dispute with the companies at the bottling plants, it means he was a low-level manager who had never actually lost a dime off of Coca-Cola and then went into the main legal team that was supporting the truckers and bullied them into putting his name on the document so that he could get credit for the entire operation. Wow. and use that as a claim to fame. If he tells you that he came
Sounds
up
like
with
a John McCain.
If he tells you that he came up with the name Guerrilla Media and he came up with it all by himself,
what?
and he did this whole thing about creating a network and a whole bunch of truthers together on an independent way which everybody can share and become free and that kind of thing. It's because he had a private conversation with myself and a number of other people where we actually went through the planning stages of setting up such an organization that was modeled on my organization, which I'd already set up the New Zealand variant on, and only a few days later did he set up this new variant and then cut me out and tell everybody that he came up with it all by himself. Jeez. After that, when he tells you that he's part of the Truckers' Ride for the Constitution and he wants to bring 1 million trucks into DC in order to shut down the government, in order to protest it, he's actually working for the FBI and he was only there to get the codes for the PayPal account so we could steal all their money off them to prevent the trucks from being able to afford gas to get into the Capitol.
There was an estimated
$50,000 to $100,000 or something that went out of a number of the accounts. We're still sketchy on the details there because we cannot prove that he actually did it. All we know is that they gave the details to Pete Santilli, and the next day all that money for the Truckers' Ride for the Constitution was gone, and the Truckers' Ride for the Constitution Facebook page, which had 200,000 likes, had its name changed to Guerrilla Media Network Facebook page with 200,000 likes.
you pretty much destroyed him.
I would say so. And drop us here on, you know, where a copy of that letter, if you would, Vinny.
So just to end this show.
Facts to the FBI.
Yeah, Vinny, were you aware, because we brought you into the conversation kind of on the spur of the moment. This is Glenn Kennedy. And, you know, were you aware that that channel, local channel 12, exposed Pete Santilli for this gun charge? And they were even hinting in this broadcast, they're saying, who is Pete Santilli? Does he have a job? How did he, basically saying, like, how did he get out of this gun charge? You know, what is his means of support? I mean, they were
basically what I want to know is directly after the Constitution, when all that money went missing, how was Pete suddenly able to afford a Winnebago and go down to the Bundy Ranch and stay in a hotel with his entire crew? How was he able to afford four or five brand new iMacs and be able to rent an entire house and have an entire crew and get all new microphones and a complete professional setup and be able to pay what he alleges to be $100 to $300 per day to live stream all of this other stuff? Now, I received an anonymous source contacted me through the Pete Santilli Exposed Facebook page, and I want to give that a big plug. Pete Santilli Exposed on Facebook. Please, everybody, go there, like that page. It's not about me. It's about my brothers in the United States. I'm fighting against tyranny here. You're fighting against tyranny there. And when you have a wolf in sheep's clothing in your midst, that is the most dangerous threat. You know the government's a threat, but when you think this person's one of your own, when you think that they're on your side, when they tell you everything that you want to hear, like, wow, somebody's going to come in and do all our media spokespersoning thing. Wow, they've got live stream, they've got all this tech and everything. Wow, this is great. We're gonna really, really have a great protest, and we're going to get some action on this and what have you. And this anonymous source went into great detail about their experiences with Pete Santilli at the Bundy Ranch. Now, this Oregon standoff, you can basically define it as Bundy Ranch 2. What Pete did at Bundy Ranch 1 was he live-streamed everything, okay? He live-streamed all the tactical meetings. He live-streamed intelligence, you know, discussions and things like that that all the protesters were doing, so the FBI would know exactly what the hell is going on. And he's doing the exact same thing up in Oregon, okay? He's feeding intelligence to them under the guise of, oh, it's freedom of speech and everybody should see this, it needs to be documented, that kind of thing. That's how they get you.
Right. Setting people up.
Yeah. I don't want any of my brothers in the United States to feel the kind of pain and trauma myself and Suzanne have had to endure through attempting to expose this absolute pond scum, right? This is, I like to use the term scumbaggery because it is really a catch-all term for all of his kind of behaviors, and I've been studying scumbaggery for a decade, and I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah, this guy's he's a scumbag like Alex Jones and Jeff Renz and others. And I might add to Renz, besides being a scumbag and having him on his network, he also had a guy named Carl Schwartz on his network for a while. And Carl Schwartz was going on Jeff Renz and Alex Jones's programs. This was right after 2001, running around the country in behalf of the Israelis, the Mossad, gathering information from those that had picked things up to find out what people knew. He ended up until about a year, year and a half ago, he was on Jeff Renz's network. Carl Schwartz was, and it turned out to be that Carl Schwartz was an old boy from Arkansas tied to the Iran-Contra era of the Clintons, tied to Clintons, laundering money into the Republican coffers from the Clintons at the time, drug money, if you can believe that, Democrat laundering drug money into the coffers of the Republicans. And Carl Schwartz, somebody got some information on him. I've got a thing up on my site about him, have had for a long time, but turned out to be had ownership in what's called the Israeli telephone company, Cogent, CONGENTCO.com. You can look it up, folks. They're one of the ones that have been cyber terrorizing me. But it's the United States government's phone system, email services, everything all hooked up into there besides Level 3 and others that have been cyber terrorizing my website. So if you want to go in and start blocking their mail service, just go in and punch in on www.centralops.net and punch in congentco.com. But before you do, put in mail.congentco.com, and you'll find the government's mail servers, folks. It's kind of funny, but you'll find Amazon is all involved, Microsoft, McAfee, Apple.
The whole nine yards, man. It's all tied in. I got one. I got one more.
Go ahead.
I'm very sorry to interrupt you guys on your show, but there's one last thing, and I just got sent a message within the last few seconds from two different people, including Suzanne Posel, about Santilli. Now, the incident in, is it Ohio, I think, where he was pulled over for texting while driving. Then the police officer, I want to define this entire thing because it's actually very important because it highlights something quite poignant here. He gets pulled over for texting while driving. The cop then runs his name on a database, and then they come up with a hit on the terror watch list. Now, it's not an exact hit, right? The terror watch list works like similarities, right? So, for example, if Peter B. Santilli is on the terror watch list and Peter T. Santilli gets pulled up, they have to, you know, investigate this person and that kind of thing because they've got a very similar name. That's what happened. Now, he was found with a concealed weapon. He volunteered that, yes, I've got a concealed weapon in the car. Okay, sweet ass. That's illegal in the state of Ohio to have a concealed weapon in your car. Even with a concealed weapon permit, you're not allowed to have a concealed weapon in your car. You're not allowed to have it loaded. He had it loaded. You're not allowed to have extra clips. He had extra clips. Okay, so he didn't have a concealed carry permit. He had it in his car, that's another strike. He had it loaded, that's another strike. And he had extra extra ammunition, that's another strike. Each of those four offences by themselves come with minimum mandatory sentencing of at least 1 year in prison. Okay? So he could be...
With what he had, he'd probably get 5 to 10.
That's that was our estimation as well. Now, you're talking about somebody who's up for 5 to 10 years imprisonment, mandatory minimum, and he gets let go the next day from court on $0 bail. And then he gets out of the state and goes to Oregon, and we have called the Ohio Police Department. They will not give us the records. They will not confirm whether or not there is an arrest warrant out for him. They will not confirm any of that information. The only people who can confirm that information are, you guessed it, the FBI. Now, and unless you are working for the FBI, they will not give you the information on the possible arrest warrants of Pete Santilli.
Okay, now, here, I'm going to interrupt you because you didn't hear this. We brought you into this conversation a little late. But I saw you come back. Glenn, replay. This is the local TV station, Vinny. We're going to give you a copy of it here in a little while. The local TV station in Cincinnati, Ohio, where he was arrested. Would you replay that clip, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm going to replay it just to tell you, just in case the sound's not that great, we'll actually splice it in at a better quality. But I want you to be aware that basically, yeah, it follows what you're saying. The only difference is this reporter called the police chief and said, hey, why are these charges being ignored? He said, no comment. I've got a link to the court, the website of the court system, and it lists his arrest, and it says disposition ignored. And I researched what that means in that context, and it means that the charges have been dropped. So I'm going to play this for you, Vinny. Hold on. It's about 3 minutes. Here we go.
A man who came into the local spotlight a few weeks ago with a controversial traffic stop is now making headlines on the other side of the country. Good evening, everyone. This man's name, Peter Santilli Jr., and you may remember him from a traffic stop last month in Newtown.
That stop briefly put authorities on high alert when it was thought that Santilli was on a terrorist watch list. Well, that was quickly said to be incorrect.
Santilli is now putting himself in the middle of a militia takeover of a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon. Rich Jaffe joins us now with a story you'll see only here on Local 12. Rich?
Rob, Pete Santilli is an extreme right-wing journalist of sorts who was right in the media middle of Ammon Bundy's occupation of the National Wildlife Preserve in Burns, Oregon. Santilli's actions bring up even more questions about what really went on immediately after that Newtown traffic stop.
I've got a special announcement to make.
Over the last few days, Peter Santilli has been frequently seen immersed in the militia-style takeover of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge. On his Pete Santilli show, which airs on the YouTube channel, Santilli's seen wearing a jacket that says Press, Pete Santilli. Fox has even used him as a spokesperson for the anti-government group in charge of the Oregon occupation.
There was intel that the camp here was going to be raided.
A few weeks ago, Santilli and a woman passenger in his car were briefly held at gunpoint during a traffic stop in Newtown by Police Chief Tom Sinan. Initially pulled over for impeding the flow of traffic, according to the police report, a loaded 9mm handgun with additional magazines was found on the floor of the passenger side of the car in an unzipped bag. During identification, Santilli showed up on a terror watch list, something that was subsequently called a mistake. While Santilli was arrested, the charge of improper handling of a firearm in a motor vehicle was officially ignored, and he was released, showing up a few weeks later in Oregon. Following the arrest, Newtown Police Chief Sinan received a number of rather threatening emails, apparently from Santilli supporters, including this one obtained through a public records request, which says in part, "I think that it's time for citizens to draw their weapon first when approached by a cop." In response to the threats, Sinan had no comment. Santilli is best known for his conspiracy theories regarding the 9/11 attacks and expressing a desire to shoot Hillary Clinton. When in Cincinnati, he lives in this tiny apartment building in Mount Washington. But a search of his background contains everything from claims of being a former Marine to real estate investor and radio talk show host. Whatever his past, his present clearly has him in the middle of a national conflict between anti-government ranchers and the federal government. When I submitted the public records request to Newtown Police, I also asked Chief Sinan if he had any idea why the criminal charge against Santilli was dropped in regards to the handgun. He again answered with a no comment. That said, or not said, the situation in Oregon is certainly drawing an interesting crowd. Another man who's reportedly taken up residence there is this guy, John Ritzheimer. He has a well-known history as an extreme anti-Muslim protester who has also gained considerable attention from the FBI. In the newsroom, Rich Jaffe, Local 12 News. Rob?
Rich, what does Santilli do for a living? Do you know?
Well, he has this YouTube channel newscast. Whether he makes any money on that or not remains to be seen. He was involved in real estate in California before he came to Cincinnati, but as far as a... you know, 9 to 5, 9 to 6 job like the rest of us, you got me.
All right, Rich, thanks very much. This afternoon on Twitter, Ammon Bundy, the leader of the occupation force, told his followers, "Don't point guns at us and we won't point guns back. This can still end peacefully," he said.
So what'd you think about that, Benny?
It's merely a summation of most of the things that I already know. However, I find it interesting that it's the local news. This happens every time there's a mass shooting or something like that. It makes national news because mass shooting, oh my God, everybody got killed. But every time somebody comes into a convenience store, tries to rob the place, and then gets shot by the convenience store clerk who's armed, or gets held at gunpoint by a customer who's got a concealed carry permit, who then holds them for the police, you only get local coverage. All right? So unless I see this Local 12 news... story purported in the mainstream media talking and being suspicious as these guys were about Pete Santilli, you can be rest assured that there's something that they don't want you to know about him, and there's a whole bunch of things that will slip through the cracks, but I can guarantee you very few people have seen that broadcast, least of all the protesters that are there who are looking up to Santilli, think he's great, think he's an honorable Marine. He's a disgrace to the core, okay? A complete and utter disgrace. We're talking about the few and the proud. This guy is nothing, okay?
He's a scumbag. I was in the Marine Corps, Benny, and he's a scumbag.
He brings a shame to the uniform. He brings shame to the nation, okay? This guy is horrific. He's working with the very scum elite that are trying to take down the United States. There is no greater betrayal than that, to my mind. To betray your country, to betray your flag, to betray the Constitution, and to betray your own people. He has no people. It's only him and his desires. It's the only thing he cares about. Money and power and sex. Apparently he's having a relationship with these girls and everything that are in his operation. And he's married. And he's got a couple of kids. And a while ago, his so-called guerrilla media network collapsed for a short period of time because they had this alleged credible journalist on their crew. And then Pete Santilli invited him around to his house. And then this guy was like sitting there going, you've got a wife? You've got kids? He hadn't told them that. They thought, they just left, right? And everybody left. And a bunch of the rats left the sinking ship. And then he's back on top again. Because here's the thing. When you've got honesty, when you've got integrity, you're actually quite difficult to destroy. When you've got none, on the other hand, not only are you pretty easy to destroy, but it's also pretty easy to build yourself back up. Hey, weren't you bankrupt? Weren't you exposed? Weren't you, No, I wasn't. And then people go into business with you again.
Oh, God.
You can just lie. Just blatant lies. He accused me of being a pedophile. You know, on social media, like in full view of everybody. Just straight up, blatant, horrific lies. Would you guys like me to read you one of the screenshots of the abuse that he gave me?
You can read one of them and then we'll close out, I guess.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a little unorthodox. So I'll just get a nice little short one here. So at the point when Pink Santilli filed a number of false copyright complaints against videos on my YouTube channel that were exposing him, subsequently getting my entire YouTube channel deleted for a fortnight, costing me about $200 for lost revenue for the month, I asked some of my listeners to email Santilli and ask him very nicely to remove those false copyright complaints and give me my channel back. Hey Mark, how many of Vinny's lemming followers were concerned when he was putting out bullshit videos with photoshopped faxes about me being an FBI informant? Ask Vinny if he had any compassion when he was profiting off my name and the misery he intentionally caused. Now just remember, when you're dealing with a psychopath, everything they say is the direct opposite of the truth, alright? The direct opposite. So if he says that I'm profiting off of his misery that I'm intentionally causing, it means he profited off of my misery that he intentionally caused. You see what I'm saying? Tell Vinny he is lucky I don't come to New Zealand and shove my fist down his throat. He used my show on his channel without my permission. Fuck Vinny. No mercy whatsoever. If you can tell me that I have no business taking down a false propagandist, then you are a total buffoon. Tell Vinny to go on air and share with everyone how I caught him hacking into my server, stealing my fax info, and then sending a bogus fax to the FBI. Like, he wrote it, he sent it, and then Anonymous stole it, and then he turns it around to be, I'm apparently such a Photoshop genius that I can create a document that is not done in Photoshop, by the way. I know, because I have a Photoshop genius who's a friend of mine to look at this stuff, and I was like, bro, is this genuine, bro? Because I can't go public with this unless it's genuine. And he says, well, it's either genuine or a very, very elaborate forgery. Now, I know that I don't have any money to pay anybody to do an elaborate forgery for me. And I certainly know that Pete Santilli doesn't. So, pretty obvious. He's working for the FBI! Anyway, if... Catch him in the... Blah, 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 I will have him put in jail. Other than those options, fuck Vinny Eastwood. You were right. I am going to take his channel down every opportunity I get, and I won't stop until he and his minions are in a FEMA camp crying.
Whoa, that's pretty bad.
Would you like another? When YouTube destroyed his channel because he had too many strikes, I absolutely rejoiced. He is a fucking commie with cunt lemmings who back him. Get off my fucking Facebook and go suck Vinny's dick. He sounds like a whimpering little girl, and so do you. You fucking commies are not allowed to use my material. If you don't understand that, then I don't know what to do. Calling me egotistical for protecting my intellectual property rights make you look like a cock-sucking Vinny Eastwood lemming. He is not allowed to use my work. Fuck off. Would you like another? You see, it goes on and on and on. This is but two of the 300 plus screenshots of things that my listeners have sent me, that he has personally emailed me and stuff like that. And this is some of the tamer stuff. Okay? This is the kind of person he is. And guys, I actually want to really thank you for giving me a call. I mean, I hadn't finished my coffee, hadn't had my fucking breakfast, but Jesus. yeah, sticking your neck out and actually going after Santilli means you're in the, potentially, in the firing line, and you might get some of this. Now, it's either from him, or it's from his listeners, okay? Because his listeners are just as horrific as he is, and, quite frankly, I wouldn't encourage anybody to really interact with Pete Santilli, in any way, shape, or form, and quite frankly, anybody who does, and for an extended period of time, even after looking at the information that I've put out, is borderline retarded / psychotic. For example, here's James de la Boursaudière. James de la Boursaudière. I don't trust any fat bitches that take up three seats on a lifeboat. Leave Pete alone and worry about your own pathetic radio show. I love it how he spelled pathetic with a D, with a D on the end. Like a pathetic, like the path to duck. Radio show. I vouch for Pete over a UK fag and a fat prostitute. No, but seriously, anyone whose laugh is so gross that it makes you want to quit eating, you got to stand up and say, no way, fatso. Just retarded, rude, abusive, psychotic, all right? They are essentially diluted versions of Santilli himself. These are all his listeners, all his followers, and they're a cult, all right? Every cult has a central figure. And that central figure, it makes everybody feel bad about themselves if they question or criticize anything about this person. I mean, you should see the responses he gives to his own listeners, you know? I recall watching a video where a veteran in a wheelchair called him up and started asking him about questions about 9/11, perfectly reasonable questions and stuff like that, just trying to get Pete's side of the story, and the listener was very nice. And Pete Santilli starts yelling at him and screaming at him, and then threatened to come down there and knock all of his teeth out. You know, this is a veteran in a wheelchair, bro.
That's messed up.
The guy.
Hey, stand by 1 second, Benny. We're going to close this up, but I wanted to ask you one question off the air here. So I just wanted to thank Stu Webb and Benny Eastwood for coming in here and you know, helping me do this video about Pete Santilli. I just want to do this one thing, put it to bed. No more Pete Santilli. I want everybody to spread this information, get it out to all these people in Oregon, because they don't know a lot of this stuff that's been brought up. And like Benny said, this guy's a wolf in sheep's clothing, so be very, very careful. Everything, just know this, I mean, from my own experience as well, if you're talking to Pete Santilli, even if it's in person, guaranteed you're being taped, because we've seen it again and again. He tapes everything. That's when I first didn't trust him, when I saw that he secretly records everybody.
Which is illegal.
Even on private phone calls. And we've seen that again and again and again.
Oh, he did it with me. That, you know, he had Bruce Montova, Benny.
Yes.
Set me up and the whole bit. And I read in this recording, we'll send you a copy of it. I read the letter from Bruce apologizing that he was set up by Santilli, and this was a private conversation. We weren't on the air. I wasn't doing a program with him, but he played part of it, spliced, and then he turned around and said, "Oh, I took it down, but there is anything up there." Even Montova got screwed, but this is Santilli.
Yeah, we just wanted to cover this, and we're gonna go ahead and end this. I just want everybody to make sure you post this to your Facebook. Let everybody know so that everybody gets the full story on Pete Santilli. And thanks a lot, guys. Stand by for 1 second, just a second. And
I have a guided meditation track that lasts about 30 seconds. I did this every time I got really offended and upset with Santilli, because he's just so horrific that you kind of need you need something that's not angry in order to kind of like calm you down for it. It's sort of like if you listen to Slayer for 8 hours, you need to like calm down with a bit of Enya.
Fog Santilli. Fog Santilli. Fog Santilli. Fog Santilli. Fog Santilli. Fog Santilli.
All right, there you go. Feel better?
Oh, I'm so much better. Hey, thanks a lot, Vinny. Stand by 1 second. We're out of here. Guys, spread this information everywhere. Get the truth out. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.